Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
They're also favorites. So
they are. Yes,
so
they are.
I think that would be another important distinction, that I do not recall them being favorites at any point this time this year. I actually think the Dolphins have more talent than you.
Actually, you know what's interesting is entering this season, Nick, my friends in the desert didn't have them favored in a single game this year.
Yes.
Obviously, things have changed because the Dolphins are that disastrous of a football team.
And so I shouldn't say I said I think they're more talented. I think they've got a better quarterback by far. I still think Jalen Waddle's a better receiver than anything you have.
And even he, look at him. I mean, he's causing controversy already. Did you see just yesterday in a week that the Dolphins can't stop shooting themselves in the foot, he is putting out photos of him in Buffalo in playing in the Bills stadium, and it's like he knows he's on the trade block. He knows he wants to get moved. Like, it's wild the things that are coming out of Miami right now.
And because of that, if you're a favorite, you're at home. The way the game should transpire actually favors you as well. And they've had the worse headlines than you have in a week where you've had a lot of bad headlines.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. This is, I don't know how to react. I mean, I will, but I don't know how to react if they lose. I just, this
can we
is the
shoulder
one.
Shrug for 5 hours?
Is that the right response? Yeah. I am at a loss for This is the thing you've been waiting for, and if your team is broken, too broken to beat the Dolphins team, yeah, okay, the Jets don't have a win yet. I don't know why I should think you're going to beat them or the Titans or anybody else.
Well, that's it. If you don't beat the Dolphins, then we can't sign you up for winning any games at any point this season, because there's no other team that we can realistically say you should beat if you can't beat the Dolphins. They're that bad, Nick. Like, I need to stress, and this is going to be my job on Sunday in the pregame, is stressing just how awful this Dolphins team is and how they've imploded in every direction they possibly can. If there was ever a gimme in an NFL game, this is attempting to be that, but the Browns can't seem like they can just make the 3-foot putt.
Yeah, and I think on the heels of Joe Flacco, this is something I've heard a lot from Browns fans, you guys to me. I woke up to like 3 or 4 Facebook messages and a couple DMs and a couple Instagram messages. They need to win on Sunday in addition because of what happened last night. Like, you need the win. A win doesn't, listen, it's one win. One win doesn't go that far in the NFL, but it just buys you just more time for that locker room to just move forward and continue to push forward. You start 1-6 with the Patriots afterwards. I mean, it's going to be really hard to keep this thing on the tracks, at which point it doesn't matter if Kevin's the head coach or not. It doesn't matter if you fire Andrew on a Tuesday or not. It really doesn't matter what happens if this thing slides off the tracks before the bye week.
Now, the thing I am curious about is if they go in there and take care of the Dolphins the way that they should, what does that answer look like? Like, what are we, because we're not going to be convinced that this team is worth anything with one win. What will that show us, though? A victory against a hapless Dolphins team. Like, I want to, there's got to be some positives attached
to
this.
Yeah, it is, you're not completely dead on arrival yet.
Like, you haven't, because the problem with last week's game is they were lifeless. Mm-hmm. They were dead and lifeless. So at least this would show us that they're not in fact dead, and they're showing some fight, which ultimately is what we want to see at this point.
You live to fight another day. Now, you liked Jason's Jackson Dart.
It was unique. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was a really interesting and right answer about how we should be perceiving some of this. He's going to take a lot of flack, he being Stefanski and Barry and everyone else, but we need to keep highlighting the idea that if Jackson Dart is something, and I like where Jason took it. He took it even to the Senior Bowl, where Bubba Ventrone was his coach. You had boots on the ground watching him. It's more than just Stefanski going to Ole Miss's pro day and then hosting Jackson Dart in your building. You decided this last draft there was one quarterback that was worth it, and you didn't have the ammo to go up and get that quarterback, and that was it. It is a very telling thing when that happens. And so, yes, you do get to hold feet to flame with that regard.
The only thing I would say is that is going to be a recency bias thing, right?
Well, like, we're not going to have 3 years of Jackson Dart to live off
of. Not fair, but that's the tricky thing about being like, Jackson Dart, that's the reason why all this went to pot. It's like, all right, can I check back in a year after that?
But that's the hard part, though, is that if like Haslam can't be like, I'll wait 3 years and then give it a go. Because in many ways, it's like, I'll wait 3 years for Baker Mayfield to prove us right or wrong. And then you wake up 3 years later and then Baker proved them all wrong. But they've already turned the page so many times that you can't even really hold them accountable the way that Haslam should be doing.
All right. As compared to Baker, Deshaun, now Joe Flacco, where does Jackson Dart rank within their quarterback kerfuffles?
So obviously Deshaun is the worst. Baker's obviously, it's a 1 and 1A type thing. You know, when you go to the ponies and you got the horse 1 and then horse 1A, that's where they're running right now, okay?
They used to call me in college, horse 1A.
Who was horse 1?
You never knew.
You never knew. Yeah. And that sounds like a kink that the morning show would discuss, but I don't know. That's neither here nor there. And so Jackson Dart, I think the importance here is that Jackson Dart is above whatever this Flacco thing is. Jackson Dart is above anything that you've seen essentially this season and how they've mishandled the quarterback spot. If Jackson Dart is great, that then takes over the 2025 quarterback mishandlings.
Hall of Famer Joe Thomas weighs in on Joe Flacco looking good last night. The 1-5 Cleveland Browns Joe Thomas in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.